7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I got a triangle. And it spooks the cat with my triangle. Triangle. Yeah, okay. Enough of that. Let's quit messing around. Because it's time to start this bad boy up. Ooh, and I got dead batteries today. Maybe not. Okay, I've got one bar of battery. Hello. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah. Yeah, hi. Here's my cat. You gonna say something, Diggins? Diggins ain't talking. Okay, so here's what you need to know. The last time you heard from me was on February 1st. And that was quite the interesting episode. I was working on some synth stuff, and then something happened in my brain. And I had all kinds of problems. And wait, why did I come up here? What did I come up here for? Oh, look, I found some rice crackers in the store the other day that contained no rice. I was confused. I got some corn chips. Got some candy. What did I come up here for? Was it the long LED? No, we're not even going to talk about that today. Because I think the question that everybody really wants answered is, Tobe, oh my God, what happened to you during that show? You scared the crap out of us. Yeah, well, I scared the crap out of myself, too. And if you remember, well, let me put it to you this way. If you have not yet heard that show, the February 1st show, I recommend that you go back and listen to it from the archives. Sounds like a perfectly normal show. Until towards the end, what? We were like 4 minutes from the end of the show, 5 minutes from the end of the show, maybe. And I got suddenly super dizzy, so dizzy that I couldn't see. The world just went zew. And I fell over hard. Luckily, I was sitting down, but I slammed to the ground and I said, oh my God, what happened to me? And I questioned myself. And you'll remember I said, did I just have a stroke? And, well, now it's time for the big reveal. Yes, I had a stroke. Or maybe more than one. So, I am messed up as all hell. And strangely enough, I am cleared to drive, but I can't even barely stand up. I gotta get back down on my knees right now. I can barely stand up, I can barely walk, I can barely function, but at least I can talk, right? So that means we can do some Dubious Goals Committee. And I really don't feel good, very dizzy, and I'm on all kinds of drugs. Including one that I think is making me a little bit dopey. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, so what? It's not like you've never had drugs that made you feel dopey before. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what you say is true. This is true, but this dopey feeling is making me feel like I can't do anything. And I might have to go to the store today. But I can't because the people who were shuttling me around, since I really don't feel like driving, they are now sick too. Everybody's sick that I know. Not COVID, but other weird stuff. And so I might have to risk going out today. So I didn't take the drug that makes me feel a little bit dopey. So I feel kind of all right right now. And yes, it's okay. This is not a drug that I have to wean myself off of. It's a PRN drug. I take a lot of drugs. I got to take something like 10 drugs now. I take, 4 in the morning. I take 2 drugs, PRN, during the day. PRN meaning as I need them. And then I take, 2 or 3 at night? I think it's 2. So, I got to get one of those little pill holders because, I got to not forget. So, I got up super early today. The drugs messing my sleep up. The hospital stay messed my sleep up. I'm on a really unusual schedule right now. But the convenient thing is I have moved over here to my synth. So let's test to see if we've got synth. Oh yeah. That sounds like some rather distinct synth. And I just had an idea. What happens if we plug this into here? Let's do it. Now the truth of the matter is, I don't want to lie to you, my fine friends and fans and committee members. I was actually messing around with this a little bit last night. Because I couldn't remember where we were. Couldn't remember what we were doing, and I was listening to it, and it's, let's face it, it's crap. Now with this, I got some reverb, and I've got the solar panel hooked up to it. What happens if I put my hand over the solar panel? Not a damn thing. Playing with the bit collider here today. Oh, that's nice and creepy. Yeah, let's let that roll for a while. What do all these knobs do? Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Being as I only have half a brain anymore, which isn't quite true, but because I'm on a weird schedule and things are going to be weird, Dubious Goals Committee might be kind of weird. And I mean, it's always kind of weird, but I mean, we can't go outside. And it's kind of a warm day today. It's going to be close to 15 degrees, but as I can't really walk, Dubious Goals Committee is going to suck for a while. It's going to be a lot of simp stuff. It's going to be a lot of talking about nothing. And about all I can do today is some synth. So, let's get all of this turned on because everything is not all turned on yet. And, what else we got?
Dude, you're spanking me.
Yeah, of course, we've always got, dude, you're spanking me. That's not what I want. I want that funny thing that I made last night. Yeah, here we go. We've got no gain. Let's do some gain staging. That might be a little much. Okay. I can't believe that's almost in tune with itself. The bit collider and the thingy are almost in tune. Alright, so anyway, when I was in the hospital, I got a couple of books. I got the Welsh synthesizer cookbooks. Yeah, they do them different in Wales. But we can unplug this. This is not doing us anything. And I did a lot of reading. Sort of. Can't really see very well. I have a focal distance of about 60 centimeters, and that's it. But things are coming together, and I noticed now that I haven't taken that one drug today, things do look a little bit better. I'm also starting to feel hungry. I ate breakfast hours ago, and then I took a nap. And is it too early for lunch? I don't know. But I already know what I'm having for lunch. I'm having some chicken tikka masala with a couple of naan, whole wheat naan. That's gonna be good. I'm gonna crank the reverb on this thing. Boring. Another thing that I found out while I was in the hospital was that, you know that garage or gas station that I keep talking about? That gas station that I think would be so cool to make into some kind of synth clubhouse? Well, I found out who that belongs to, and it does in fact belong to the people who own the pizza parlor next door. So yay. Now, what are we doing? What are we doing with the synth stuff? I unpatched a whole bunch of stuff last night, and I changed something. I changed something in the drums. Something very subtle. But let's go with the drums. Let me play you the drums. Here's the kick. I'm going to turn off the bit collider because it has nothing to do with anything. Okay. Nothing all that interesting, right? And then, of course, there's the hi-hat pattern that you may remember. And I stretch this out to four bars. Now, let's stop this, and I'm just going to play you the new second track in the drum pattern. It's this. You can barely hear it. Let me give you some temporary gain. Okay, and when we put it all together, of course, we might need to remix the drums, but I kind of like it really low like that. Bring in the hi-hat. Yeah. So, you may remember that there was also a bass line to this. And the bass line... Oh, we gotta stop this so I can sync it all back up again. The bass line was just basically... I don't know, what was it? Half notes or quarter notes or whatever. The bass line was this. Oh, where's my bass? Oh, over here. I added this too. This is the original bass line. Nothing much to it. But I thought that's kind of boring, rhythmically speaking. So I did that thing. What thing, Tobe? I did that thing where I just started turning knobs to see if I could get a more interesting rhythm out of it. And yeah, I got something, and it's something like this. that might not be synced up properly. So let me just restart it from the beginning. You'll hear it. And we can always throw it out of whack later if we want. So that's fun. And then, of course, you may remember that there was a weird squidgy part that goes at the beginning of the well, not of the bar, but here. Squidgy bit goes like this. So we get a gwounch, 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 gwounch. That's fun. I like that. That's just a lot of funky modulation tricks. And this is great. And all. Because now we can play music on top of it. Maybe I should record that. Maybe that should be part of it. It's kind of cool line. One of the things that I did leave connected was the ability to shift this up. How far are we going up? Are we going up a third? Are we going? And which button is it? Oh, I think it's this one. So when we come to the end of the sequence, we can go up. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Cool. Then we can go back down again. Tub, you got one of your weird electro goth things happening. Yeah, I know. And we're going to make it a little bit weirder today. Because as we're talking about this, I am plugging in the modeling synthesizer. But I'm not using the usual sequencer to drive it. In fact, I'm taking... Wait, is this brown or purple? Yeah, I'm taking the end of cycle from the... function generator, which gives us that gwounch, 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 plugging that into the accent input of the modeling synth. I'm going to randomly generate the melody, and we are going to gate it with my new super modulation source. It's got another channel that we haven't used. And we're gonna throw some triplets at it. So here we go. Wait, let's wait for it to come back around again. So we're gonna have kind of this cool melody. Oh wait, I have a better idea. Let's plug some more modulation into the timbre of my modeling synth. And let's also mess with the brightness. I got lots of channels of modulation. We're going to do a little bit of random square wave going into the brightness control, and we got some kind of slow ramp up going into the timbre, and when it's all ready we push the button and it goes like this. We'll be right back. Yeah. Now that is cool. That's some pure Tobe Bonk wave. We're bonking along. And we've got so much other stuff to do. Look at all these fun other things we can add. So I was thinking maybe we need to add some formants. Or maybe we need to do some weird gate tricks. Now that I got my weird modulation source, we can use that to do all kinds of weird stuff with the tricky gate tricky machine trickster. Question becomes, yeah, okay, but what do we do? What do we add to this? Well, still got a modulation channel open. And so we could always, this is a patch that I could perform live. We could put this into the cutoff. Unplug that. The other thing that I've discovered is you can have a lot of fun with the filter. Is it this one? Yeah, it's that one. We can add that. Now, I can't see. Is there a way to control this? Do I have CV control over the resonance of the filter? I do not know. Let's take a cable. Ooh, the cable's already plugged into, where is it? Here it is. Is it this one? Uh-oh, I heard something. Maybe. Yeah. We can do that automatically. Can add that, but we should switch that in, huh? We still got a switch we could use, and we still got patch cables, thanks to all those patch cables that I bought. And which one did I plug that into? I'm gonna need a longer patch cable. That's fine, got plenty of those too, don't we? This is not what I wanted to work on today. What I wanted to work on today was add some formants. Let's just plug this in though. So now at the flip of a switch, I can add those pew pew pew's, flip the switch. Thank you. And I've got some other important things to tell you. Remember a couple months ago I started talking about I need to find a venue? I need to find a place to play, and I found a bar that has open mic night, and it's fairly close to my house. It's probably not 2 kilometers away. Well, strangely enough, we had to drive by that bar as I left the hospital. And so I told the emeritus, wait, let's go into this bar. And he knows I'm not there to drink or anything. So we pull into the bar, and I talked to the woman behind the bar and learned all about their open mic night on Tuesdays. And then she said, oh, and we have a sister bar called, what was it called? Shakedown? In Benson. Of course, the new hip place to be, Benson. And they also do open mic. They have an open mic night on Monday nights. And so I thought, wow. And I said, do you guys ever do electronic music? And she's just like, it's not like she confirmed or denied it. She said, yeah, just do whatever the hell you want. I'm going to turn up the gain on that. Wait, that's the wrong one. I'm going to turn up the gain on that quanky-tanky blanky drum bit. How's that sound? Turn that off. That doesn't seem like it's all that much louder. But we're going to leave it there. So am I going to be performing it at open mic at any time soon? I don't know. I could take this in. I could do it. You get 15 minutes. You have to register online, but there are 4 slots open for people who just walk in. So I could maybe be a walk-in person. Here's the other news that is going to shock the committee. Because of my new medical condition, I now have to own a cell phone. And you know how much I hate smartphones and cell phones and all that crap. Crappity, crap, crap, crap. And that's what I'm setting up today. Got to do some of that, so yay. But the good news is having that thing will then allow me to, well, you know, register for doing cool, you know, open mic stuff. I also have this funny urge to build things, but do I trust myself? Do I trust myself enough to operate heavy machinery? Like this Krell machine? This is something I might do today. Patch up the bit collider into something really bizarro.
This is the end of the line for me. Correct. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, well, I had a lot more to tell you. And it's going to be like this for a couple days. My brain is toast. We're going to be staying indoors a lot. And, man, tune in if you want. That'd be cool. I gotta get something to eat.